London-based artist Monica Bonficini creates public installations designed to make people see the world differently. Her latest work, called Don't Miss a Sec, is on a sidewalk in central London. It looks like a giant minimalist mirrored cube, but inside is a working public toilet. The cube is made of one-way mirrored glass. People on the outside cannot see in, but if you're on the inside, you can see everything and everyone around you. NPR's Guy Raz sent us this postcard.
Monica Bonvicini's a serious artist who goes to a lot of parties. She's always been intrigued at the way women crowd inside bathrooms, apply makeup and gossip while others relieve themselves. So what better way to combine all three?
So I thought, you know, ladies would put their lipstick looking at the piece from the outside while their friends would sit inside and do whatever they had to do.
Bonvicini's glass cube stands across from the Tate Britain Museum, a few steps from the River Thames. You may be wondering what it's like to use the toilet, feeling exposed to the world outside.
Okay, so I'm now inside here, and it is totally transparent. I can see in every direction, as if I'm standing on the street, as if I'm standing behind ordinary glass. You can see everybody around you. I see a lady with a small boy, and this boy is pressing up against the glass. Let me try. I'm going to wave at him. So I'm waving. I'm waving at this small blonde boy, and he's not waving back, which gives me confidence because small children reflexively wave back at strangers normally. So I can feel pretty assured that nobody can see me. So let's see here. There is a standard issue prison toilet, I'm told. It's a stainless steel toilet connected to a sink. Some toilet paper, there's a little ashtray, a little steel trash can. Let's take it for a test ride. I'm back outside now. I'm going to ask the NPR producer in London, Paul McGuire, if he saw anything. Did you see me inside?
Well, that would be telling, obviously, but I could see part of your anatomy. Your legs.
Guy Raz, NPR News, London.